I'm here to get started on our project. I brought some snacks for us to indulge ourselves, too. That's right. I've got some healthy oat bars, some orange slices, and a bar of chocolate to reward ourselves for a job well done. So, where shall we do this? On the couch? I don't know if sitting in your bed would be the most efficient way to work on this. I think the couch would be just fine. So, did you have any ideas on what to do for this project? The professor said we can basically do a report on anything related to nature or biology, so we have lots of topics to choose from. Procreation? Well, I suppose that's an option, but we're required to have a practical experiment to show off, so how would we do that exactly? Maybe we could show how plants propagate or document the life cycle of a frog or something. I don't know. Hey, why are you looking at me like that? It's inappropriate. Okay, when you brought up going to your bed, I thought you were just being awkward. When you brought up procreation, I thought that was just a weird coincidence. But now I'm starting to think that you're hinting at something here. Don't play dumb. I know guys your age. Just say whatever it is you want to say and stop being coy about it. Honey, we can't... You can't say things like that. No, we can't get me knocked up for the project. Are you insane? I can't believe that you would even suggest that. I'm appalled. No, I am not blushing. And even if I was, it's because I got asked by my fellow classmate who is significantly younger than me to have intercourse for a group project. I mean, anyone would be blushing under those circumstances. Don't flatter yourself. I'm not into college guys. No. Well, yes, I have found myself staring at you in class sometimes because... Well, you're cute and handsome, but that doesn't mean that I want to, you know, have sex with you or anything. Oh, and don't pretend that you don't stare at me, too. I've seen your wandering eyes, taking peeks down my shirt when I sit next to you. You're just projecting the fact that you're into older women onto me because I have curves and big tits. Okay. Sure, I may have been staring at your crotch a few days ago, but that's because you were hard. In class. I could see it pressed up against your leg. You got hard looking at my tits? Well, that doesn't mean anything, okay? People stare at people who they find attractive. It's normal. And it doesn't mean that... Look, I think that we should just move on and think of something else to... Oh my god. Are you hard right now? Oh my god, that is so inappropriate. Why would you be hard right now? We're just sitting here. Well, yeah, I thought that I'd be casual and wear something besides a blouse. I thought maybe wearing a tank top would make me seem a bit less... old? It's not exactly easy being the only older woman in a college course. I guess I didn't realize how much this top was making my tits bounce. Well, of course, I can't take my eyes off your boner. Look at it, pressing up against your pants like that. It's hot. Oh my god. No. What do you mean? Look, I may get aroused being around so many college-aged men like yourself. And sure, Seeing you hard makes my heart flutter, but that doesn't mean I want to. It doesn't. Oh, God. What are you doing to me? Oh, okay. Do you really want to have sex with me? Or do you just enjoy messing with the older woman who has the hots for her younger classmates? Really? So you actually find me attractive? Like, genuinely, not just because I have big boobs. Well, okay, well, that's very sweet of you to say, but there's a big difference between flattery and full-on having sex together. But I do admit that I always kind of regretted not being able to live out my wild side when I was a college girl. Maybe I could make up for those missed experiences. And I suppose that it could make for some good first-hand research for our project. God, I can't believe I'm really considering this. Okay, look, if we do this... No, don't get excited. Well, at least not more any excited than you already are. But if we do this, I'm going to be in charge, and you'll need to do what I say. Understand? I have the experience, and guys your age can sometimes get lost in the pleasure and make rash decisions. Are you willing to let me be in control? It turns you on, huh? Well, maybe you're my kind of guy after all. But this is still wrong, and I'm not sure that we should do this. Oh, really? Honey, that's cute, but this isn't my first rodeo. I don't know what you're thinking you could do to convince me, but it will not work. Oh, fuck. You're trouble, you know that? Fine. All right, we can do it. But just this once, okay? And we're having sex for research only. We can talk about sex and reproduction, but we can't tell anyone that, you know, we actually did it. All right? Let's take this over to your bed. Okay, should we start this clothed or fully naked? Yeah, I suppose that is a stupid question. Of course you want the chance to see my boobs. You are such a dirty boy, aren't you? Let me just shut the curtain. All right, let's get these clothes off and over with. Oh my God. What are you gawking at, mister? What did you think, that my tits were going to be smaller with my shirt off? So, are you going to take those undies off and let me see that hard-on of yours? Or are you just going to stand there and leave me naked all by myself? Fuck. You really are hard, aren't you? Oh my gosh. You got that just from me. You certainly are a charmer, I'll give you that. I am not into you. Be quiet. Get your butt on the bed. And where's your condoms? I'm down to fuck, but we are not getting me knocked up for a school project. No, we're not getting me knocked up for fun either. Oh my goodness, you are such trouble, young man. Well, lucky for you, I brought some condoms with me. No, I did not pack them for you. I just had them in case I needed them for something. All right, I am willing to admit that the idea of banging a young guy like you, a classmate no less, is extremely sexy to me. But I'm not into being knocked up or bred, as you say. We're going to have safe sex that is ultimately platonic, and just a little fun between friends, that's all. Now lay back and let me put this condom on you.
What?
You want me to put it on with my mouth? You are such a naughty boy. I like it. But don't get any ideas. I'm only doing this because we may as well have a good time while we're experimenting. Okay, are you ready? Hey, relax. You wanted me to put it on with my mouth. Besides, I don't bite. There we go. Just how I like my cock. Safe and protected. No accidents on my watch, honey. Now, since you were so eager to fuck the college MILF, I'm gonna have fun with you. I'm very eager to see how long a cocky boy like you can last inside me. You better not blow too fast after getting me all riled up. Now sit still while I climb up and straddle you. You sure that you're ready for this, baby? It's not too late to back out. You know what they say. If you can't handle the heat, then get out of the kitchen, right? Okay, let's see what you're made of then. Oh, shit. Oh, you're so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh my fucking god. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, I'm fucking my classmate right now. Oh, holy shit. It's so wrong, but oh god, it feels so right. Fuck. Yeah, you like it, don't you, baby? Oh, watching my huge tits that you love so much bounce above you while I ride your dick. Go ahead, baby, play with them. Squeeze them. I know you want to. Yeah, just like that. Fuck. Oh, fuck. That's it. Oh my god. You feel so good inside me. Burying that cock in my tight MILF pussy. I bounce up and down. Up and down. Look at me. Oh, tell me how much you love fucking an older woman. Say it to me. I'll take that as a yes. Oh my god. Fuck yeah. There you go. Bury that cute face in my tits while I bury that cock in my pussy. Oh, and those moans, baby. Those moans make me want to ride you faster. Yes, they do. You're being such a good boy. Yes, you are. Oh, such a good fucking boy. Oh my god. Shit. Oh, I can't do this. I can't. No. It's not that. I mean, I can't fuck you anymore with this condom on. I hate to admit it. I really, really do, but you were right. I want to be bred by your younger college boy cock so bad. I want to feel you explode inside me. I want you to fucking breed me. So let's get this condom off. Yeah, we don't need it, do we? There we go. Oh, you were close. Well, then it's a good thing I stopped. Because I want that big load inside of me, not inside a condom, okay? Now let's finish this, baby. Oh god, that's it. Oh fuck, it feels so much better. Oh, So much better inside me raw, baby. Fuck. Oh, you're such a good boy, aren't you? Yeah, you knew that I needed your cock raw inside my pussy, didn't you? Yeah, you did. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, you want to knock me up, don't you? Make me a pregnant MILF. Oh, see me get nice and pregnant when I sit next to you in class? Is that what you want, my good boy? Yeah? Oh, don't come yet, baby. For the experiment, we have to come together. That's what we'll make it take. Just be my good, good boy. And hold on, okay? Yeah. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come all over that perfect dick. Yes, you are. Fuck, I want you to breed me so bad. Yes. Oh, I want you to knock me up so bad. You're gonna do it, right, my good boy? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I'm getting really close to coming. Fuck, baby. I know those balls are nice and full. You're gonna make a mess of my little pussy, aren't you? Yes, you are. Good boy. Good fucking boy. You are such a good boy. Fuck. I'm coming. I'm coming. Come inside me. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's it, baby. Plant that seed deep inside me. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. We actually did it. You came inside me. That's so naughty. Coming inside your older classmate when we were supposed to be working. You know how much older I am than you. I'll never tell. I don't regret it either. That was so fucking hot. But I need you to hold me. Wrap your arms around me. Yeah, good boy. Let me be on top of you while your cock slowly softens, buried inside me. Nice and safe. Exactly where it's meant to be. Oh, the condom. Yeah, I don't actually just carry those around with me everywhere. That was a lie. I totally packed it, hoping that I'd get laid when I came over here to work with you. Because I expected us to actually do some work first. Then we'd have dinner, things would get steamy, and we'd take it to the bed. I did not expect you to just outright start insinuating that you wanted to breed me. Oh, well, I'm not on birth control, so... Yeah, it's possible that you just knocked me up. Does that turn you on, baby? Yeah? Knowing you just pumped a load into your hot MILF classmate's fertile womb? It turns me on, too. Could you imagine us presenting our project? You rubbing my swollen belly while you explain to the class and the professor how you bred me in your dorm? Fuck, we'd be in so much trouble, but... It would be so hot. Although, it would be more accurate to say that I fucked you. You know, considering you were on your back the whole time and letting me have my way with you, like a good boy should. That's true. It was a team effort. That's for sure. Now, my adorable study buddy, why don't I go put on a pot of coffee for us so we can do some actual biology homework instead of exploring each other's anatomy? And if we get some good work done, then maybe I'll reward you. I mean, yes, I did really bring chocolate, and we will be indulging ourselves in that, but I was thinking more along the lines of letting you braid me again. All night long. Sounds like a plan to me. Now, let me go make you that coffee. We have a busy evening ahead of us, baby boy, and we're just getting started.